slightest doubt that that was safe. I had to ask. Even knowing that if they had failed, the warehouse would be buried in Grays already. We were ready to deal with the Crows.
All but one,
One Eye grumbled. What?
I saw a white one up there. It didn't try to follow us, though.
Once again, Sara and I exchanged glances. Sara said,
I'm going to change and relax, and get something to eat. Let's meet in an hour. If you could find it in your heart, Goblin, you might try to get Murgan back here.
You're the necromancer.
You're the one who claimed he anchored him. 1 hour.
Goblin began grumbling to himself. One Eye chuckled and made no offer to help. He asked me,
You ready to kill your librarian yet?
I did not tell him so, but I was slightly more open to the suggestion tonight. Surendranath Centaraxita seemed to suspect that Dorby Day Banerjee was something more than he pretended. Or maybe I was just paranoid enough to hear things Centaraxita never intended to say.
You don't worry about Master Centaraxita. He's being very good to me. Today he told me I can look at any book I want, unless it's in the restricted stacks.
Ooh, One Eye breathed. Somebody finally found the way to her heart. Who'd have thunk a book would do it? Name the first one after me, little girl.
I waved a fist under his nose.
I'd knock out your last tooth and call you mushy. But I was brought up to respect my elders, even if they're rambling, demented, and senile.
For all its one true God focus, my religion contains a strong taint of ancestor worship. Every Vedna believes his forefathers can hear his prayers and can intercede with God and his saints, if he feels he has been properly treated. I'm going to follow Sara's example.
You holler if you want to get in practice for your new boyfriend.
His cackle ended abruptly as Goda limped around me. When I glanced back, One Eye appeared to be sound asleep again. Must have been some other old fool running his mouth. During the siege of Jaikur, I announced that never again would I be picky about what I ate. That I would respond to anything offered me with a smile of gratitude and a spoken thank you. But time has a way of wearing away at such vows. I was nearly as sick of rice and smoked fish as Goblin and One Eye were. Breaking the tedium with the occasional supper of rice and fish meal did not seem to help. I am confident that it is their diet that makes the Nuang Bo such humorless people. I ran into Sara, who had bathed and let her hair down and relaxed, looking a decade younger, so that it was easy to see how, a decade earlier still, she could have been every young man's fantasy. I still have a little money I took off somebody who picked the wrong side down south, I told her, waving a tiny piece of fish caught between two bamboo chopsticks. Nuang Bo refused to adopt innovative utensils that have been in common use amongst everyone else in this part of the world for centuries. Those who did the cooking in Do Trang's complex were all Nuang Bo.
What?
Sara was completely baffled.
I'll give it up, if we can buy a pig with it.
Vedna are not supposed to eat pork, but I made the mistake of being born female, so I probably do not have a seat reserved in paradise anyway. Or anything else that doesn't